Two experts on the Biscuit Fire squared off in debate at Southern Oregon University's School of Science last week, and the results were dramatic. In one corner was Dr. Dominic Della Sala, a conservation biologist and head of the World Wildlife Fund's Klamath Siskiyou Project in Ashland. Opposite him was Dr. John Sessions, a professor of forest engineering at the School of Forestry at Oregon State University. Last year, the work of Dr. Sessions helped lead to a quadrupling of the Forest Service's preferred amount of salvage logging in the Biscuit area. That's enough timber to fill more than 100,000 logging trucks, almost bumper to bumper, from the Mexican border to the Canadian border. The local National Forest Supervisor originally had proposed a salvage sale of about 100 million board feet, carefully targeted to avoid roadless areas, old growth reserves, and soil damage. The local plan did not play well in Washington, D.C., however. There, Mark Ray, the Bush administration's leading political supervisor of the Forest Service and formerly a leading timber lobbyist, pushed the biscuit managers to include options based on the Sessions report. Sessions had been hired by the timber-hungry Douglas County Board of Commission to evaluate the total amount of harvestable trees in the vast burned-over lands of the Biscuit. Whether Mark Ray had encouraged the commissioners is not known. But Sessions, working without a single wildlife biologist, said it was possible to harvest more than 2 billion board feet, four times the annual timber harvest in Oregon and Washington combined. This moved the goalpost, and soon the supervisor of the Siskiyou National Forest quadrupled the size of his initial proposal and adopted a cut of 518 million board feet as the Forest Service's preferred alternative. In the SOU debate, Dr. Sessions admitted that he expected no major job increases from the salvage because many mills would work overtime or simply hold back on the milling of green trees to take advantage of the heavily subsidized salvage logs. In other words, there would be little economic benefit to offset the damage to the ecology of the Biscuit area. When Dr. Della Sala pressed him further, Sessions revealed that Columbia Helicopters, Inc., based in Aurora, Oregon, had donated $1 million to his department at Oregon State after his report was filed. Columbia Helicopters specializes in aerial logging and could make millions from the biscuit salvage. Sessions said the gift had nothing to do with his report. Maybe it didn't. But it's one of many events surrounding the biscuit salvage that leaves a very bad odor. This is Lesser Coyne.